Well, I've got two under mine, the Saginaw and Bay City one. But, yeah, I really don't want to waste really good machines on that. But I do have a Range 1 Quantar. It's 403 to 433 that I'd like to do something with, but I'm not sure if that would play, if we could even get that up close into the handband, that would play. ADHAL.
Hey, Tim. Well, I've got a couple of those, and I've not had any luck, but I have not spent a lot of time on them. Best thing to do with those is send them to Australia. but that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother problem. Of course, if you just sent the exciter and the receiver, well, they'd want the PA too. But I don't know. There's been some write-ups about trying to shift those out of their band, but it's not an easy task. A lot of crap you got to do to get those up into the ham band. Anyhow, I don't want to forget Phil. KTR is in here too. Tim, go ahead, pass it to Phil. I just pulled up at home. I got to get inside, and my ball game's starting here in about 8 minutes, and I want to be settled in with a beverage and ready for my game. This is W8FU. Go ahead, Tim, pass it to Phil.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I just wanted to follow along at home. You mentioned a Master 2. Is that a GE Now Harris Master 2 M-A-S-T-R repeater station? Like I said, I'm just trying to follow along at home. I'll turn it over to Phil, and don't bother coming back to me. ADHJL.
Yeah, the Master 3s, I know, were also under the used... the Harris name. So the parts, there were two different sets of part numbers. One were GE and others were Harris part numbers. So I know they're connected. All right, I'm just about back home here. So catch you later. And enjoy your game there, Sean. I forgot, I don't know who gets it next. KPR.